around. But many people didn't have that opportunity. And so thank you for taking more testimony on this very important issue.
Thank you, Ms. Hardesty, for your years of advocacy on this issue.
Next four are Teresa Rayford, Tad Hess, Jennifer Alexander, and Wayne Elliott. And the last person who signed up will be Fred Bryant.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Would you like to begin, ma'am?
Yes, sir. For the record, my name is Teresa Rayford. Also, for the record...
Can you get a little closer so we can hear you?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Teresa Rayford, and for the record, I am running for Portland City Council, and so I'm here on behalf of the citizens that I want to represent. I was here to do this testimony last time. I know I got 2 minutes, so I kind of bullet-pointed what I wanted to bring up. The IPR was put in place about 30 years ago. It followed an incident that involved my family directly. The Portland police dropped dead possums in front of our restaurant. When there was an accountability made with the commissioner at that time, Charles Jordan, he was then fired. The union went on strike, and the people of the citizens of Portland have not been that safe since. The system has deteriorated. The Citizens Review Committee needs more oversight and accountability in order to help us, the citizens, have a way to distinguish what's harmful to us and what's legal for us as far as police protecting and serving us and not, you know, harassing and oppressing us. Another problem that we have, and the Citizens Review Committee might be getting more complaints. The Portland police might be getting more support if we had more opportunities of people not being afraid of them. I go to meetings. I've heard that we have over 119 unsolved homicides, gang-related. If we expect people to come and speak to the police regarding who they might have witnessed doing some type of crimes, then we have to make it safe for them to be able to approach them. It's not safe for them to approach. That's why we're all here. Minorities and youth being violently beaten or killed by the police. When that's the problem and you're expecting people to come up and say that they witnessed it or to file a complaint, if that is the people that are being harassed or hurt, they're not going to stand up for themselves. And the current situation that we have with the CRC is not effective enough for anyone to have value in it. I've gone to some of those meetings, and when they're shut down, there's no one that's going to come back and ask for their help again. They need more help. We need to accept the recommendations of Cop Watch and the other various organizations that have submitted testimony on writing and here in this chambers. We need stronger oversight. I went to a couple of meetings where I've seen senators lobby to the police.
I need you to wrap up.
Okay. Well, I've seen the senators lobby to the police to stop people from getting liquor licenses and other things like that. That doesn't seem to be a relationship that we should have, but if they feel they have that type of relationship, again, we need more oversight. We shouldn't have that type of thing happening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir?
My name is Tad Hess. I fully support the idea of a community council to look over the police. I've seen both really great community policing and really crummy community policing here of late. I would ask that one of the things that they are allowed to do is go in after major events like N17, like D17, there and the disencampment of the occupiers, that the CRC can open their own investigation. I mean, it doesn't take much, but to have an internet connection and YouTube, and you can see abuse. And so I think the idea that they should be able to say, we want to open an investigation of an event and be able to get all the pertinent information they need to do that, including records from the Portland Police Bureau and the Department of Homeland Security, if they are involved. And I would say that when the third park was a federal affair and the police bureau was acting under their guise, but they still are should be responsive to the community council. So I pretty much that's about what I have.
Appreciate
other than I have witnessed some really bad things, And I don't have names. I don't necessarily want my name involved in it.
Understand.
So I think that some kind of anonymity also has to, that they have to be able to grant anonymity to accusers that do not feel safe accusing the police of something.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am.
Can I ask two quick questions to clarify before I start? One is the IPR and the CRC the same thing, or are those two distinct bodies?
They're part of the same process under the independently elected auditor.
Okay, and then the second thing is last week I thought you said that we were going to have an Occupy hearing basically on Thursday at 2. Did I misunderstand, or is that actually taking place tomorrow?
The Occupy hearing was earlier in that evening. The Occupy hearing is what Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Fritz and I listened to for a number of hours and listened to testimony on that last week.
At the conclusion of that, you said next Thursday at 2 p.m., and then I heard about today, and I'm just making sure.
Yeah, this was originally scheduled for Thursday. I mentioned it as Thursday. I said we have to confirm today.
That is this
today week. Is the day.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify.
We'll
to
start
sure
the clock
an
now. So you have your full 2 minutes.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I have a lot of concerns that obviously now is not the ideal time to address some of these, and I'm going to try to be rapid with the few concerns that I have that I think are concerning. I think that the CRC review process needs to be given more authority, and I don't think that anything that I'm reading in here goes far enough, because even if they find blatant violations, all they get to do is recommend a change, and I don't feel like that's enough. I, as a citizen, don't feel that I'm empowered or that there's another body that's empowered to take care of the concerns that I have when I encounter an officer or I see somebody else encounter an officer in a questionable situation. I could be mistaken, and I don't mean this in any insulting way, but if I understand correctly, you're the police commissioner and you oversee the Forest Police, and you guys are here to help us determine whether or not more oversight needs to go over that. And I'm not sure that I feel confident in that whole process. I feel that the times that I have had complaints, there isn't like a cop that I can call on the cop. There isn't somebody that's able to actually enforce the violations that they're doing. And I feel like that the processes that were given are so bureaucratic and lengthy that there is no reasonable resolution to the concerns. As I mentioned last week, and you guys were here, but Mr. Leonard, you were not. My friend was basically robbed by the police. I feel like that was obvious. I sent two videos to Mayor Sam Adams after that event. They were forwarded to his executive assistant, who basically told me that the IPR would take care of that. My friend still didn't get any of her stuff back. It's gone. And I feel like if I had stolen somebody's bag, I'd be sitting in jail right now waiting for trial. But if a cop does it, we can slowly wait for the IPR process to work. And I don't feel that that's enough. I really don't. And I don't know, you know, what the answers are specifically. But while I support the amendments that are in these things, I don't feel that they go even close to far enough.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony.
I will be in contact with you by email about other concerns that are related to the Occupy that
Mayor, if I could just respond
today.
To one thing. I do remember your testimony last mm-hmm. week. And you also may recall that Mr. Herman testified. He was the gentleman that had lost his laptop and had some cherished photographs
yes.
and videos.
Yes, yes.
And I want to say, as a result of that hearing, we were able to locate his laptop. And I want to thank the police and the Parks Bureau people and others who worked on that. And if there's other property that's misplaced, we'll make the same effort. But Mr. Herman got his laptop back, and that hearing helped us.
I want to say that that's wonderful for him, and those were treasured possessions. But I want to point out that he had to come here and testify to you guys to get his private vote. And it's required by law that those be preserved.
Ma'am.
So that's the problem.
Ma'am, he was thanking you.
I was just responding to what he
I know.
Said.
I know.
But it's not complete.
All right, sir.
My name is Wayne Elliott. And I hope I get my laptop back, because I complained about that. And the reason I hadn't talked before is my attorney, I was arrested on November 13th by an officer while standing on the sidewalk at, I believe, the South Park, which was Chapman, or which one it is. But I was taking video with my Galaxy tablet and was in endeavoring to upload that to my personal site, when all of a sudden I found myself face-to-face with a plastic-faced policeman. And when I turned around to leave, because I'd promised my wife I would not get arrested, I turned around to leave, we were blocked by a garbage can and a sign and some other people to my left and a plastic mask to the side. And he said, go to the right. I went to the right, bang, hit in the back, knocked me down. I'm a disabled American vet. I don't get up very easily. But in the process of trying to get up, and some people were trying to help me up, the officers wouldn't let them help me up and then dragged me back into the park and arrested me. Now, at the whole time complaining about the fact that I had injured my back, and I do have a severe injury to my back, he put his knee in the back of my back and said, here, how's that feel? And then they emptied my pockets, and in the process of doing that, took my Galaxy tablet, and I asked them when they got me down to the end of the park, I said, well, I don't see my tablet. Where's my Galaxy? He said, we'll take care of it. Well, they took care of it. It's gone. Now, I've called the place where all the stuff ends up, you know, the property room twice, and she said, well, it hasn't shown up. And then when they decide to dismiss my case and not bring me to court, then I decided, okay, well, I better come forward, and then was suggested I come down and testify before you folks. When I heard that other people had lost their phones, had lost their laptops, had lost their cameras, anything that they were doing to take pictures of the events were gone. And the police had decided, I guess, that they wanted those videos more than we needed them. So my laptop's gone, $250.
Your time's up, but I'm happy to follow.
I will fill that complaint out, although I don't have much hope for.
We'll do our best. We'll do our best. All right, last person to testify
is Fred Bryant.
Fred Bryant, are you Mr. Bryant?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Fred Bryant. I'm the father of Keaton Otis, who was murdered last year on May 12th. I don't know a whole bunch about all this that's going on and how I'm to approach this, but what I want to say is that this OPR thing about turning in new evidence and all that, well, I'm all for that. I'm all for truth. I'm an Oregonian. I've raised 5 children here, all good kids, and came in to be adults and part of this society. So what I want to say is that for the last year and a half, I have been through the whole documents of my son's case. And I will say to you that what is in my possession is the same thing that's in our police's possession, and they do not match. They do not match. I keep hearing about truth and honor and all this stuff. And here I am, a parent, looking at something that's wrong. How do we do that? How do we look at something sitting in our faces and then say, oh, no, it's, you know. And this is not what I know. It's what I can prove. And I have a fear to bring the truth out that something might come down, happen to me. Because I'm tired of walking around in the city that I was born and raised in and paid taxes in that I can't even get justice, period. And I will say this. They know what I have, and they know it don't match.
Thank you, sir. All right. We'll take a quick 3-minute break for compassion break, and then come back and see it.
Sam, are we going to bring it in?
Countdown. Yeah. Your time's up. 3 minutes.
You asked a good question.
2 minutes and 35 seconds.
So, well, I mean, I think there's something different about this whole spectrum of education. There's two problems with this way it's framed. First of all, if CRC sends it back to an organization and they say no, unless the organization says, because the IPR has no control over the police
department,
they have to
talk to the board.
Yeah, so that's on the record. And then where's the emergency? This part. Great. Yeah. Okay, and I'm going to walk through
the memo, the changes, or?
Yeah. Okay. Sort of in response to this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, they seem to think that limits their ability to
what?
They seem to think it limits their ability to hear new evidence, but really, it's sort of
that's interpretation. It absolutely allows.
Right.
Them to, they just can't come to conclusions.
Right.
Which is the disagreement.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to apply the emergency. Yeah, I've mentioned it already.
Okay.
At the beginning. Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, good.
All right, City Council will come back to order. City Council will come back to